Hey, you sneaky freaks, do you like this show? Do you want the full 360 experience?
You know you do. Just go to YouTube and search for Sex Talk with My Mom and watch us.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our Sex Podcast Collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
You don't think it's weird for me to just call this girl's grandmother and say, hey, I want to hang with your granddaughter? It's got to be in Spanish, first of all.
Okay, so what are you going to say? Abuelita.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
That's my wonderful mother. I get the pleasure of talking with her about sex and all the things you typically don't talk about with a parent once a week. Mother?
Yes.
We got a doozy of an episode today, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do. We have a really wonderful question that we sent out to our little sneaky freaks.
Yeah, we did get a lot of positive responses to this question. The question of the week is, has there been a time in your life when you've been into bad boys or mean girls? If so, why and what was your experience like? Oof.
Oof.
I think I'm still in that. Yeah, I think I'm still in that phase.
Still into the mean girls.
I don't like mean girls. Like if they're actually mean, they can go fuck off.
Okay.
But, you know, like a girl that's like tatted up who doesn't really give a shit.
Wait, what's wrong with being tatted up? That doesn't mean you're mean. You're mean.
Yeah, mean is kind of like I'm a badass, you know, like I'm, you know.
No, a mean is like a bitch.
No, like when you think of a bad boy, you think of an actual asshole. I guess you do.
Yeah, and mean girls are mean to the other girls. And, oh, man, I can relate to that mostly from your sister's perspective as being a victim of the mean girls.
Well, okay, no,
I'm not. Seventh grade.
I'm certainly not into mean girls. I have some friends that are into mean girls, like that like to be like chastised by them. I can't if I get a scent of that, I will run for the fucking hills.
Here's what I think.
I don't like mean people, guys or girls.
Right, but I think sometimes mean, and I've done videos about this, mean or bad boys is it's really overconfident maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People are very
attracted to the confidence.
And then the narcissism and that right. Self-absorbed. Yeah. And I get that. And I think there's a difference between being assertive and being an aggressive.
And you use this just like a side, little side tangent.
A little,
that you
little
to
psychological. Yeah. A little term I'd like to bring up. Okay. But anyway,
what kind of point were you trying to make with that one?
I'm trying to make the point that for some reason, I think everybody goes through a phase at some point in their life, sometimes multiple times, where they're into the bad boys. For me, I mean, I'm into guys, so I'm going with bad boys for me, from my perspective.
Do you think that, so I'm thinking the trope, I know that there's a trope in movies and among my peers that heterosexual
women. What's a trope?
Like a cliche, you know, like something that you
see,
a pattern.
Yeah.
Heterosexual women will, especially at younger ages, will like bad boys. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's as common for, you know, say heterosexual men to be attracted to
100%. They love that.
To mean girls. You think so?
You were attracted to mean girls.
No, I've never been attracted to mean girls.
In grade school, you definitely were.
Name one. Don't.
Franny.
I didn't really want you to name one, but she wasn't a mean girl. She wasn't a mean girl. She just was like she was fast, you know? She definitely was more advanced than I was.
Well, I think that they...
I can't believe you just fucking named her.
It goes hand in hand, though, because I do think that the girls that are like in the faster, meaner, that's, you know, I mean, they were very mean. There's a lot of mean girls that were mean to your sister when she was in seventh grade. But guys are attracted to those are the popular with girls and boys. And there's so many movies out, you know, displaying that.
So are you attracted to bad boys?
I was totally attracted to bad boys. And I used to, and I joined the student senate for Bob. I'm not going to say his last name, for Bob. I joined the student senate because he was the president.
Hold on. You think Bob is listening to this fucking
podcast?
And
someone who knows Bob.
And then he thinks, oh God, you know, she thought I was a bad boy 60 years ago.
It wasn't when I was born.
50 years ago.
50 years ago, he was in high school.
She's not going to give a flying fuck.
He was a year older than me, and he was the president of the student senate, and everybody was attracted to him, and he was very popular. I gave a flying fuck about student senate. I just joined to be with him.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Every day he would say, I'm going to take you to prom, and he'd say all this stuff to me. And I come home, I tell my mom, she's like, okay, well, we'll see when it happens. And I guess she must have noted something before I did, because he ended up inviting Carol, I'll even say her last name, Carol Post. He
Carol
took Carol Post.
Post
to prom instead of me.
What
but
a piece of shit.
I had my comeuppance in college.
Oh, boy. Oh, how did you have the comeuppance?
That's it. I did some things to him in college.
What the fuck you did some things to him?
Little teasing kind of things that... I got my comeuppance. Just to say, I got my comeuppance.
What kind of teasing? You're like, let him on, and then you're like, fuck off.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, my God.
Also, because he told me a story, and I think I've told it on the podcast, about how he woke up the next morning, and when he was on an adventure like you, he was in Europe, and he went to bed with some girl, and in the morning, he stole her wallet. That's a bad boy.
You don't
and
want
by
that.
By the way, that was not the only time I was attracted to bad boys, because when I became single again after your dad passed away, I was once again attracted to a guy who I knew was cheating on his wife, and I knew he was cheating on his girlfriend with me, but it didn't seem to make a difference to me. I was like, well, I'm not going to be in a relationship with this guy, but I definitely will have fun with him.
Okay, so what is it?
I knew he was an asshole. I knew he was an asshole. And I said, I don't care if he's an asshole. I'm still going to go flirt with this guy.
What was so attractive about him? Was it the confidence that comes with being a bad boy?
The looks, the whole.
What is this? That the bad boys tend to have like sunken eyes or something?
He didn't have sunken eyes. He had handsome eyes.
Deep, sunken, sullen eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
No, no sunken
like
eyes.
Holes in your eyes.
No,
holes in your head.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, the first one, Bob, that I referred to, I believe sometimes, this blonde, blue-eyed guy. And the other guy was dark, but he didn't have sunken eyes. He had actually handsome eyes. I think they get away with it because they're conventionally good-looking people.
And then they get the confidence, and then they feel like they can treat people like however they want to be treated, or however they want to treat people, and then that's it.
That's right. But, I mean, I knew that this was going nowhere. I didn't delude myself that I'm going to change this bad boy into a nice guy.
So the question was, if so, why were you attracted to them, which I think we've covered, and what was your experience like?
Well, we didn't cover you 100%, because I know you're attracted to women that... You bought him a drink, and then you turn around and they leave and go with another guy.
Oh, you're good. You're good. You're good. Yep. That was a bad girl. That was a mean girl. That was
and they're all named the same name. And it's a weird name.
Wait, hold on. Let me try to remember her name. Wait, you remember her
name? I remember. Yeah. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I could tell you I remember her name.
What was her name?
Natalie or Leslie.
No, neither.
Okay. It was something like those. It was along the line that was not like Sarah, Lauren. And
no, it's some French name. It was Beverly.
Beverly. I knew it. It was an old-fashioned, not typical name. Okay, how many? And you went out with a couple of Beverlys, I think.
No, there was the only one, and we went on two dates. I think I fell in love with her because I was on drugs at the time when I first met her.
What drugs were you on? Who are you kidding?
I was on MDMA. Of course, you're going to fall in love with whoever the fuck you're around at that point.
Yeah, of course. And by the way, what are you, like, druggy? That all of a sudden I was on
huge,
many, many
huge
drugs?
Huge druggy.
In your life, druggy. You were on MDMA like once and you found her?
Yeah, and then I thought I saw into her soul. It was a soul connection. Turns out she was super mean. And she came to a bar that she knew I was at. She knew how I felt about her. And then I turn around, she's making, I literally went to the bar to get her a drink, and I turn around, she's making out with some other guy there. That's a bitch move.
That's a mean girl. That's a mean girl.
But after that, you know what? I was so disturbed by that situation. And then when I discovered her meanness.
That you repressed it and you didn't even remember, and I had to bring it up to you.
Okay.
So at least you progressed away from Mean Girls.
I no, but I didn't know she was mean at first. You know, I just
I knew that guy who was cheating on his wife and his girlfriend was definitely, I knew he was a bad boy. And you knew underneath.
I don't know.
Beverly was a bad bitch.
There's a difference.
Beverly's a bad bitch.
Yeah. There's a difference between being like dark and artsy and being mean. And that was
that was a mean girl move.
That was a mean move. But at first I thought she was dark and artsy. And you could be dark and artsy and nice. But
what do you like about dark and artsy? Why do you
love that? Brooding, dark and artsy. I got all these emotions.
You're such a depressive person. It's dark and artsy.
You know what? I think I've moved away from this trope a little bit.
I think you have too. I don't know why you initially attracted and you figure out they're dark and artsy and you're like, I don't want the dark.
Very exciting about it, you know?
The brooding. Yeah. I've never been one for a brooder. I don't want to be around a brooder.
A brooding brooder. Okay, look, can we move to our sneaky freaks? All right. The question once again is, has there been a time in your life when you've been into bad boys or mean girls? If so, why and what was your experience like? And just a reminder, if you want to participate in these questions of the week, it's a wonderful...
We want you to participate in these questions of the week.
We love when you do it.
It makes our job as hosts a lot easier when we get good food for fodder.
Food for fodder. You can just text us 310-356-3920. And that number is in the episode's description of all of our episodes. So if you're having trouble remembering it, just look in the episode description.
And might I say, we can use some followers on TikTok. I've noticed that we haven't been getting a lot of followers. We've been getting a lot of views, but not followers. So if you're on TikTok, Sex Talk with Our Mom, follow us and you'll be able to see us, our little smiling faces.
All right, so let's turn to Colin, who says, the only time I had been interested in a mean girl was when my friends in high school told me this girl was interested in me. She was very popular and barely came to class or did any of the work. Why are they never doing the work, by the way?
Because they get other people to do their work for them.
Or they're just so attractive that they don't give a shit about succeeding in conventional ways.
Someone once said you should never date someone who's better looking than you.
What? Who said that?
I don't know. Someone obviously didn't have a lot of self-assuredness to them.
Also,
the partner of
that person must not feel so great about themselves after hearing that quote.
Okay,
moving right along. Colin says, after talking with her, she wasn't as dumb as she made herself look. She was extremely smart, but because of her other friends, she missed classes and work because they pressured her to skip class. Oh, okay, so now we got some backstory here. Being a little goody two-shoes, I didn't pursue this relationship beyond this. Why she made everyone think she was mean and too good for school, she was just being peer pressured from her friends.
But this goes along with a grade school type of feeling, or junior high or high school even, that initially you're attracted to these popular people. Yep. Popular, fast crowd,
yep.
Loosey-goosey.
Yeah,
Franny, the ones that want to take you in a field and romp with you.
No, that girl was a nice girl, actually. She was not a mean girl.
But she was a fast girl.
She was a fast girl. Missed that opportunity. James says, an
example of that is like in seventh grade, I remember your sister was sitting on a bench with a bunch of kids. And then you can see they all start filling in around the popular queen bee. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, I see your sister's hanging off the bench.
Like, she's hanging on for dear life.
Yeah. I mean, they've written books about mean girls. There's a musical across from where I live on Mean Girls.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. James says, yes, gone after mean girls and they are my Achilles heel. I love the messed up in your face, stormy, brooder personality.
Oh, he took a page out of your book.
Married two of them and dated another half dozen over the years.
Lots of
fun in the sack and not shy to try new things. But, and it's a big but, turmoil also comes with such people. I worked 2 weeks away and 2 weeks back home, and every time I got back home, some giant catastrophe was amiss. Fights with the landlord, the family, siblings, just about everyone. And it took so much effort to smooth over. A girl that'll fist your ass one week and fist someone's face the next week.
Oh my God.
Organize a swinger party for untold debauchery and threaten any gal that seems to be spending too much time with her man. Cry on your shoulder 1 minute, horse around and laugh the next. Fuck your brains out, then fuck up your car. A girl that jerks your cock with her tongue in your ass and smashes some kid's birthday cake to make them cry.
Oh my God.
Always exciting, but with a massive headache. I love this sketchy chicks. Oh my fucking God.
God. Okay. First of all, James should write because that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Fucking unbelievable, James.
James, you're gifted. But second of all,
oh my fucking God. That is the best response I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a best response to our question of the week, for sure.
A girl that'll fist your ass one week and fist someone's face the next.
I hope he's working on a book sometime.
This is fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, she does sound a little bit, I don't want to clinically diagnose her, but it sounds bipolar. Wait, you think?
A girl that jerks your cock with her tongue in your ass and smashes some kid's birthday cake to make them cry.
Who would smash a kid's birthday cake, no matter how bad that little piece of shit kid is?
What does it mean to jerk your cock with her tongue in your ass? Oh, she's eating your ass and jerking you off at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a pretty intense move.
Well, she sounds like a pretty intense person.
It sounds like he's had several of these people.
He married two of them and dated about another half a dozen over the years. So I'm hoping all that description wasn't just the one girl.
No,
I'm hoping
it
was many girls.
It couldn't possibly be one girl. This is way too many anecdotes.
I'm going to use James for my next mom's news because I got to get down to the nitty-gritty.
James, that was absolutely phenomenal. Thank you,
James. If you want to come on the show,
experience.
If you want to come on our show,
you could be the freak of the week if you want to join us.
We would love you to join us on the show one of these days.
Wow, that was phenomenal.
That was great.
I love this, and he ends by saying, "I love the sketchy girls, the sketchy chicks."
Sketchy, that's the least of the problems. Well, I wonder how many times the cops were involved in these things.
Yeah, seriously.
Mom, so is that the kind of girl you would like? One that fished you?
I could see myself getting into this and also so much anxiety related to this.
You have anxiety over one of those things. I mean, those things are beyond my scope of imagination.
Yeah,
that's all
that would
tell
be
you.
A lot. You want to read the next one, Mother?
Sure. This is from a guy named Cam, or a girl named Cam. Who knows? I would say mean girls are fun in a short-term kind of way. Good for a few hookups, but probably not something you would want to put up with for a long-term relationship. Take that. James would probably agree. It does seem that they do always know exactly what they are doing during sex and aren't afraid to tell you. They talk dirty in a demanding kind of way, but it's such a turn-on. So he likes that kind of the BDSM thing. Mm. And love their aggressiveness. That's hence what I was talking about earlier, about aggressiveness versus assertiveness. He likes aggressiveness and their usual desire to go rough. So for a guy who's a simple thinker, just follow directions and hold on for the ride of your life.
Wow.
Cam, it sounds like you and James both had the ride of your lives.
Are you calling me a simple thinker, Mother?
No.
You're talking about
this is Cam this who is wrote Cam. This.
Which Cam are you talking about? Okay.
The guy who wrote this, Cam. Okay.
I could imagine aggressive. Wait, so what is your definition of aggressive versus assertive?
So assertive is someone who speaks their mind, who he or she is not a wussy person, but that doesn't mean they're going to be like overly unsympathetic to your thoughts. And I think sometimes aggressive people become totally into themselves and don't care to have empathy or compassion towards the other person.
Okay,
that's my guess.
Assertive is like aggression, but with some compassion.
Yeah, but I think it's also self-compassion. You're making sure that you get your needs met. Mm-hmm, it's an assertive person. I don't know. You'd have to look it up, Cam. That was just...
You know, that is one of the words that are part of cougar. Confident, altered, unique, genuine, assertive, and racy
assertive.
Woman.
Assertive. Notice I don't say aggressive.
For the new listeners, that's my mother's redefinition of the term cougar.
Confident, altered, unique, genuine, assertive, and racy.
Okay.
All right. Who's next here?
I mean, Cam, I can see what you're going after. Sounds fun.
Must be the name Cam.
But I totally agree that long it is meant for short term fun, not long term relationship.
You've had some aggressive.
I've had aggressive
sexual.
Definitely, I've had aggressive.
That have been on this podcast.
I have had aggressive, and I haven't enjoyed it too much. I don't like when it's super aggressive like that.
Right, I know.
All right,
I kind of like it.
You like very aggressive.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I don't like it. It depends and I've been on with the people stage
who,
of life.
I've been with people who like aggressive and they request it from me.
And I know you don't like that either. Sometimes you don't like that.
Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I can deliver.
You're a
sometimes.
Switch.
Yeah, a little switchy.
You're a switch. What is this? Kaylee.
Kaylee says,
I'm forever. You go read it.
I'm forever into Bad Boys. It started with Yul Brynner in The King and I. Who is
it? Wait, stop. Yul Brynner and The King and I?
Who is it?
That is hilarious. He's the bald-headed, the king of Siam.
He was kind of like an asshole
to
was an asshole.
Anna, who was his the English teacher for all his kids.
Yeah.
And she was like trying to teach him a lesson. She was trying to change the bad boy. Which I got shivers because it's a very meaningful scene. I could have danced all night. Still have room for more.
Okay, do we need to see the fucking King and I?
All right.
You know what?
It started with The King and I.
And now I'm with my bad boy soulmate.
Look at that.
Listen to this shit. Intimidating eyes. Devilish grin and always looking for a fight, but he loves me with a shocked face and it looks like a little fart. A little, what is it? Wind fart thing. I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but I get where she's coming from.
Intimidating eyes.
I don't know about the intimidating eyes.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. I'm talking about those sunken ass eyes.
Always looking for a fight reminds me of someone I know too.
That's right.
But he also loves me.
Yeah. And she goes on to say, lol, and I'm the mean girl.
Oh, she's the mean girl. That's interesting.
She's the mean girl. So we got a mean girl and a bad boy.
Yeah.
It's interesting when someone identifies as the mean girl.
Oh, maybe she just means she's the assertive and he's the aggressive.
What?
Oh, look at this one. Ava. Ava says, yes, always. Nice people are boring. I agree. That is it, Ava. When I became single, my girlfriend, who's also a widow, and I wrote down like our top 10 things that we'd want in the next guy and what we didn't want. And both of us wanted edgy, but nice.
Edgy,
Can you
nice.
Be edgy and nice?
You know what? We got a great response here from Lizzie. She says, oh, love this one. Have definitely fallen for the stoner skater boy that skips school to smoke and finger people. LOL. Gave my parents a heart attack, but was actually a loving and sexy little romance. Love the thrill of it. There's a quote I always heard in high school that boys want a good girl that's only bad for them, and girls want a bad boy that's only good for them. Definitely true. Is this what you're talking about or what?
That's what I'm talking about.
I think that's it. Girls want a bad boy that's only good for them. So it's a bad boy that treats them kindly. What about this? You think this is true? Boys want a good girl that's only bad for them, and girls want a bad boy that's only good for them?
Yep.
You think that's
definitely
true?
Not everyone, but I think that there's a certain attraction and hope that you're going to be you're going to convert this person from being a bad boy to only being a good person for you.
Mm.
I don't know. I can tell you that the examples I gave earlier in this podcast, those guys are not going to be good for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Bob and the other guy, they're always going to be bad boys to the core. And maybe they'll find someone who will put up with them for a little while, but in the long run, ain't going to work.
How about this one?
I call them narcissists.
How about this one, Mother? Haven says, after getting out of my first long-term relationship, I ended up hooking up with the guy who was a total bad boy. He sold cocaine, drove a motorcycle, etc., etc. We had an intense, immediate physical attraction and had some very passionate sex.
Can we stop for a second?
What?
Because he rode a motorcycle? I mean, is that...
Sold cocaine.
Okay. Sold cocaine is definitely bad boy. Riding a motorcycle is not necessarily bad boy. I guess it's considered
it's definitely a bad boy.
Like in Greece?
Yeah, you're know, thinking motorcycles, tattoos.
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of, yeah, you Bad Boys.
I love Sons of Anarchy.
Because, all because about the motorcycle Bad Boys.
Yeah, they're also murderers.
Bad Boys.
That's a bad boy.
She goes on to say, I wanted a sexual partner who wasn't afraid to try new things and could play a little rough with me. At the time, he was the best I had ever been with. Long story short, he ended up getting another girl's name tattooed on him while I was still seeing him. And that was the end of that. Don't fuck crazy because you will get addicted.
Oh, I agree. Haven, 100%.
That's
how could he get someone else? Maybe that was his mother's name tattooed on him.
He's not getting his mother's name tattooed on him. He's getting some other chick's name tattooed on him. I wonder where he got tattooed. Yeah.
It seems like most of this stuff happens when you're in the younger phases of your life. But
that's some fucked up shit. But it's interesting. Sure. Don't fuck with crazy because you will get addicted. You know, this is... It creates this cycle of like, oh, I want what's not good for me. Or like, I want, you know, this gets into a whole Freudian
well, for
thing
me,
with like the
yeah.
death drive and all this
oh,
type of
Jesus.
Stuff.
Here. I could tell you that when I was talking, I could tell you when I was talking about earlier that I knew that this was not someone that was going to change.
Yeah.
But I mean, at certain points in your life, you like that excitement.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you add this last one here, Mother?
What?
From Gary?
No, what?
I haven't read it yet. Maybe we'll read it right now. This is our final one.
Okay.
Gary says...
Well, I can say Pat says nope.
That's yeah, Pat said nope, not interested in the bad boy or bad girl or good girl, whatever, bad girl, whatever. Gary says, yes, I have to say I was at a Halloween party. Everyone was drunk and this couple was that kind of couple that was swingers. But anyways, the wife was a bad bitch, tats everywhere, and the husband was bi. Anyways, it happens that they took advantage of me in the bathroom. If you want to know more, feel free to text me. Oh,
I hope that was consensual, taking advantage.
Yeah, you never. Yeah,
should we text him?
The whole camera setup like this. Maybe we'll do this another time.
We'll text you another time, Gary, and find out because I'm curious. Curiosity. Okay. Cam,
right. Yeah,
that was a great segment. I'm
thank
glad
you
we
very
that
much
question.
To thank you all, sneaky freaks, for answering our question of the week. I mean, you guys make our show, and if
and
you want to participate,
again, yeah,
310-356-3920. Give us a text.
Give
you
us
got
a text,
it.
And you too can hear me sing. I could have danced all night.
Oh my God! So, Mother,
Cam, what?
I'm in Argentina now.
I heard.
The land of my ancestors.
That's right. And how do you feel being in the homeland?
To all the sneaky freaks, my whole father's side is from Argentina, from Buenos Aires, which is where I'm at.
Including your father.
My father was born, spent some years in Argentina. And
He didn't speak English when he came here. He was going to kindergarten not knowing a word of English.
And in general, I think their community was very Argentine. And
oh, yeah.
I'm,
macho.
I'm
machismo.
Telling you, I feel
a lot of bad boys.
A lot of bad boys. A lot of mean girls.
Mean girls. You've been there 2 days. How many mean girls could you have encountered?
What I found in Buenos Aires is that the people here, they are a little similar to my family. You know, like a little cold at first, a little cold, and then once you kind of crack open the door, they'll be very friendly to you. You know, and very warm.
But half of your family was like that, and the other half was very over the top friendly.
Are you talking about on the Argentine side?
On the Argentine side, yeah. Your grandfather was over the top friendly.
Yeah.
So right. Is his daughter. So your aunt.
Right.
Over the top friendly, and then you get my husband who was very aloof.
He was
a bad boy. Yes, that's what I attracted to him. Luckily, he was one of the ones that turned nice.
There are some bad boys and bad girls down here that I've met. In fact, I went to a clown theater. I thought I was going to
be... Oh, my God.
I reached out to a clown.
You're looking for a bad girl at a clown?
I was looking for any bad people at the clown. I did find... So the clown I reached out to, he was great. I saw... We'd performed in the same festival many years ago.
Oh, cool.
In Chicago, and so I reached out to him. We'd never met in person because we were a year apart, but I reached out to him, And he's like, oh, come on down to the clown show. We got a great clown scene, a lot of great, it is all in Spanish. And I get down there. He's awesome. It was great. I stick around after the show, and he kind of is like,
blowing you off?
A little too cool for school. He's kind of giving me, he's
a clown is too cool for school.
The clowns are always too cool for school.
So there's a bad boy clown thing going on too.
The clowns are very. I think. Well, it really depends. But I do.
Well, they're deep rooting people. I mean, send in the clowns.
Yeah, sometimes deep rooting.
There ought to be clowns.
But yeah, but some of them are very jovial and friendly and fun. You know. But anyway,
isn't it rich?
I will say I fucking love Buenos Aires. The city is amazing. It feels like
what's up, Buenos Aires?
What's with the singing?
I was thinking of Evita.
Yeah, I could hear. Can I get an award edgewise over here without you fucking singing?
Can you tell I had some coffee?
Yeah, I can definitely tell you had some coffee.
So anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had to burst into Evita for a second. Go on.
I love Argentina. I'm excited to spend a month here. And I've been, you know how I've always had weird interactions with strangers I meet on Craigslist.
No, what are you talking about?
We've talked about this on the show that people, anytime I involve with someone in Craigslist, they end up being, we end up having a strange situation.
We were looking for a virgin to lose a virginity on Craigslist. I remember that. But
there's always situations. No, remember I tried to find a didgeridoo on Craigslist, and then we went to the guy's house, and there was like, gum drop in the didgeridoo, and then there was,
and he got angry and changed the money.
Yes, you remember all this?
But that is it, so no, maybe Craigslist in general is not a great place to interact.
There was another time where I went and tried to buy some guy's furniture from him, and I wanted to be friends with him, and he didn't really want to be friends with me. And remember this?
Yes, but that doesn't mean he's a bad person because he didn't want to be friends. He didn't want to make new friends.
Not saying he's a bad person, but I'm just saying in Buenos Aires, I've also been having some weird experiences with
strangers.
Are you
on Craigslist in Argentina?
No, but I'm on Rappi, which is short for Rapido.
Oh my God.
It's like Uber Eats a little bit, but then these people on motorcycles will just like zoom to your house and deliver your food.
They're all bad boys. They're on motorcycles with tattoos.
Last night, this guy shows up at my house, and I don't know why I'm always having weird experiences with these people. Most of the time, they're supposed to just drop off the food and that's it. But some reason, this guy starts going off in Spanish. I don't know what the fuck he's trying to say. Next thing you know, he's showing me YouTube videos. I'm like, what is going on? This guy was just supposed to deliver the food. Somehow, he's showing me the History Channel's YouTube videos called like...
Maybe you're the first American he's ever met or something.
I think he thought I was Spanish at first, a Spaniard. And then I told him, no, I'm an American. Then he starts showing me videos of Detroit. And I'm like, what's going on? Don't you got a job here? What are you doing showing me videos of Detroit? I've never been to Detroit.
Why are you looking?
Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm getting the food from him. He's showing me videos. Oh, we're sitting there for like 5 minutes where he's watching, and we're watching YouTube together. I'm thinking to myself,
that's kind of cute.
I'm thinking to myself, what's this guy's angle? Is he trying to get in? What's going on here? Was he trying to get some information from me? I didn't sleep the whole night.
Oh, that's why you didn't sleep.
I did not sleep the whole night.
Because you thought there was an ulterior motive to him just showing you YouTube videos, when in fact he was just the Uber driver wanting to have some conversation for the night.
I guess so. Yeah. They have Uber down here as well, so he's not technically an Uber driver. He's a Rappi driver.
All right. Let's just not get too picky.
Okay. Anyway, that's... I had one other update down here, which is I asked my grandma, who is Argentine, if she knows anyone down here. She says, no one. And then I continue to talk with her. I warm her up a little bit. She's kind of a mean girl sometimes.
Your 90-year-old grandmother is a mean girl?
Yeah, she fucking told...
She's no nonsense. She's definitely no nonsense.
Yeah, she didn't fuck around. So, and then after a little...
She told me that everybody in her independent living is too... They're all too old for her.
This is what I'm fucking talking about. So
but she's 90. How old is she? I mean...
I don't know. She's a spry chicken. And I told her, listen, do we have any relatives down here that I should talk to? And she's like, no, they're all dead or old. And
I'm all dead?
All dead or old. And then she, after she realized that I'm down here for like a month and a half or 2 months, she goes, ah, you know what? I know of a beautiful girl. I'm going to get in touch with her grandmother. I'll get you the number. You're going to call her grandmother and ask her to go out with the granddaughter.
Oh, and I was like,
you don't think that's weird? You don't think it's weird for me to just call this girl's grandmother and say, hey, I want to hang with your granddaughter? It's got to be in Spanish, first of all.
Okay, so what are you going to say? Abuelita.
Abuelita. ¿Tienes una nieta? Bonita? Linda?
Linda. Muy linda.
Necesito una cita. I need a date.
My Spanish
has really diminished, I think, since getting to Argentina. But anyway.
Why? You were in Colombia and you were in Peru. Colombian, they all speak Spanish.
Way easier to understand. Down here, I get all flabbergasted. I don't know what's going on.
Because they go, ja. Everything's with a ja. I can't stand it. I hate when I speak Spanish and they answer me back in English all the time.
Well, they're answering me in Spanish and I just don't understand them. Anyway, mother, that's my update about what's going on in Argentina. Oh. I might be meeting up with a grandmother and her granddaughter.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't want to talk about anything that happened prior to that in Colombia or Peru?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, would you like to hear what's going on in my life? Because it's so much more exciting than yours.
What's going on over there, Moot?
Nothing. I've been just taking care of Gimpy. My boyfriend has got a boot. He finally got he had a cast on his leg and now he's got a boot. But I did, by the way, speaking of grandmothers, I did ask my mother, who is 90 also, if she had any tips for how she maintained a marriage for 60 something years. She goes, well, not very well because he's not around. I said, well, that's because he's dead. Can't fault him for that. But she said, no, she thinks it's because they had similar values.
Oh.
So that, in other words, they weren't, both of them were bad boys or bad girls. Or they were both nice guys.
You think your parents were bad boys or bad girls?
No, I think they were both very nice people. And that's what she meant, which I like that.
They're warm.
But anyway, so I've just been, still continuing to celebrate my birthday. I think it's important to keep celebrating my birthday for the next 2 months.
In what way are you celebrating?
I went out to dinner the other night with Dee's, and then I was I went to watch the football game. It was me, Dee's, and in his wheelabout, and a guy named Bill, who's also like 95.
What?
And Bill is so out of it that. I guess he had to go to the bathroom. I spilled some water. I opened the door to get some paper towels because it was open, and there's Bill pissing.
What? You walked in on Bill?
Bill didn't close the door, and then he has narcolepsy too, so he was sleeping while the football game was on, and all of a sudden he wakes up and he goes, "It's 8 o'clock." What? Because it's 8 o'clock. I go, "What do you mean it's 8 o'clock?" He goes, "Oh." I go, it's 12:38.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Bill. Anyway, yeah, I'm having a wonderful time over here.
It sounds like you're in a senior living center.
I spend a lot of time in physical therapy or driving Miss Daisy to the doctor.
Jesus Christ.
And going to get mammograms and having my I have a little tip for people.
What's
if you're
that?
Like me and you have medical anxiety and you're trying to find out what's on your ultrasound or your MRIs or your mammograms, you talk to the technician so much that they fall in love with you.
You think that's why they're falling in love? Do you think they're falling in love with you or are they annoyed by you?
You just butter them up. I wrote down their names so next year if I go, I can call them by name. And by
what?
The end, I'm getting TV and movie recommendations and we're talking about what it's like to be over 50.
And this is all to get your results quicker?
Yes. Yeah, so I say, and by the way, did you see anything on the ultrasound? Did you see anything on the mammogram? And they're like, no, you're fine, you're fine. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Why they can't give you that? They can't give you that information if you don't butter them up?
No, you have to go. You have to wait. You know how they have. You have to wait till that's seen by a radiologist, and 2 weeks from now you get something.
Oh, yeah.
So this way you got to befriend them. And same thing in physical therapy. I'm talking about the podcast to everyone in the building and getting a much longer massage than I needed to because I'm, keeping them engaged.
Oh my God. Yeah. But meanwhile, how much are you enjoying the massage when you're entertaining?
It's a deep tissue one. You're not enjoying anything. You're like, ah, God. But anyway, it's just called Doctors in Driving. That's all I do.
Oh, my God. Thank you for that update, Mother.
I knew you'd find that fascinating. I did have a friend of mine asking if we knew of any butthole cleanser.
Yeah, I know of a butthole cleanser.
Yeah, we need a butthole cleanser from one of my friends.
I got you.
All right. All right. All right. I'll remember that in a few days from now when I ask you what the butthole cleanser was.
All right. Do you have a hit on or shit on for us?
Hit on or shit on
is the segment of the show where we look at your comments and question or wherever you leave them and determine if they are a hit on or a shit on.
I found one that I found fascinating, and I think that I'd need your input on this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Is this a hit on or shit on? It says, "Hey, Karen, this was on my YouTube. So it's, I fell in love with you on your YouTube page, and I'm just in love. You're so perfect, and honestly, I just want you all to myself. And I'm 18. Oh. And I get that's young, but you do whatever you want, Karen. I'm going to be waiting. Should I accept it or not?"
Accept what?
He's waiting for me. He's waiting.
I would accept.
I should accept?
He's a young chicken. He's 18. He could probably take care of you when you're 90.
This is all about you, Cam. This Why? Is about you because Why? You're thinking, I don't have to take care of my mother. I got an 18-year-old kid. This kid will take care of her, wheeling her around, driving her.
He's going to be quite young still. I mean, he's going to have a lot of energy to put forth.
Okay. But
I love that he's 18. You, and he goes, "I just want you all to myself." What the fuck? Yeah.
I'll break up with D's and get a younger model because this D's is, you know, he's got a lot of doctor's appointments, colonoscopies, things like that. I got to drive him to this way.
This guy also says, "I get that's young, but you do whatever you want, Karen."
It's very, very considerate of him. Very considerate. Do what I want. I say I'm going to go for it.
Go for it, Moot. I fully support it. That's a hit on.
That's a hit on. I want to conclude hit on or shit on.
There were a couple of listener texts from regarding prior episodes that I wanted to jump into. So James, the exquisite writer about Bad Boys and Bad Girls that we listened to earlier.
Okay.
He said, "Hey, I just heard your banter regarding why I don't fart on water, and you two went down the wrong rabbit hole. So I'll lay it out with science, baby." Okay.
What does that mean?
Just to rewind. We received a message from him a couple weeks ago regarding the question about whether you feel comfortable farting, pissing, or pooping in front of your partner.
Oh, yeah, I know, because I also put it on my TikTok, and I got lots of strange responses on that one. That's a good question.
Yeah, so James says his original response was, "Fart, piss, no problem, but I don't fart around water. For example, shower, hot tub, or pool. And an absolute hard no on the pooping. I shit alone."
I agree. First of all, you would think that a lot of people would be comfortable shitting and pissing and farting around. I would think that around their partner. But apparently, there are plenty of people that will not do that. Long-term relationships. My friend, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, you would think she's so comfortable with her sexuality. And she rarely does she wear a bathing suit even. She and her husband do not defecate or urinate in front of each other.
Wow. Well,
I said that in medical terms because they're both doctors and nurses.
Well, James,
you know what
goes,
she said? "Mom, it's not sexy. It's not sexy.
It's not sexy." James goes on to explain where we went wrong. Okay, so let me explain what he said.
I'm listening.
"Warmth and humidity intensify odors by concentrating odorants and depositing them on olfactory receptors with greater efficiency. So one never knows if you're packing wind or the bringer of death, much less subjecting a potential sexual partner to a Russian roulette demon gas bomb."
What?
"This is why I don't fart around water, especially in warm, moist areas like showers or steam saunas. Take care, you two."
Oh. That's odd.
So he's basically saying that the hot water can really mess your shit up.
Your shit up. What does that mean, mess your shit up?
It can really carry your excrements, your farts, Your flatus.
Does he think in terms of smells, or what was he talking about?
In terms of smells. So that's he doesn't fart around water.
But I have farted in the bathtub.
And was it bad?
I didn't notice any bad smell from it because it was under the water.
It's under the water, yeah. But maybe he's talking about above the water.
Above the water? Is his ass above the water?
Well, he's like, talking about steam saunas and stuff like that. Ew,
maybe,
you know what?
Maybe he's talking about cooking garbanzo beans, like when you cooked your garbanzo beans.
Yeah, maybe. Well, thank you very much for that clarification.
It didn't really clarify it in my book, but
I feel very clear now. Very clear.
Do you?
Mom, we don't have too much time left. We have another response over here.
Okay,
let's run. We'll do this one quickly. Renee says, I just listened to the latest episode and I'm fucking crying. Never been so proud to have told that story. As a follow-up, here's the extended version of the short story. Okay. The short story was, my husband has accidentally sharted while inside of me and has been farting all over the place since the day I met him. Okay? She goes on to say, we were in missionary and just going along when all of a sudden his eyes got wide. He goes, oh my God. And I, of course, didn't know at the time what was happening. So I thought he was going to finish. But he straightens up and goes, I think I just shit myself. And
oh my
I just
God.
Laughed and said, are you serious? And he laughed nervously and said, yes. So he got up, went to the bathroom, and cleaned up while I stripped the sheets and assessed the damage. It was just a tiny shart. I checked to make sure none got on me. It didn't. And we got on the floor and finished the job after everything was clean.
She finished?
Finished. It's a beautiful, chaotic marriage. He's a Scorpio and I'm an Aquarius.
Well, that explains a lot.
It explains a lot?
He's a Scorpio. He's a very passionate person. And
passion is shitting during sex.
All Scorpios shart during sex. It's like a known fact.
All right. Well, thank you for both of those addendums.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, James. And thank you, Renee. I appreciate the follow-ups.
Yeah, feel free to write into us if you have any follow-ups, even if you weren't the original writer.
We also love when you send us your questions of the week to share with everyone, because that's very helpful for us. And some of them are exquisite. Mom, do you have mom's news?
Mom's news. Oh,
mom's news.
Well, mom's news is right in line with what we just heard.
Is there any way to make this a little shorter than usual? Because we're coming.
Yes,
because
there's just a few little things I think, just because these are so apropos right now.
Let me just explain what mom's news is to our new listeners.
Oh yeah, please do.
Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got, Mother?
11. Oh, this is Cosmopolitan, the best source of news. 11 women share their weirdest sexual experience and just wow. Okay. So I'm going to only read a couple of them because we've commented on this issue before, but this one is sheep were watching. That's
sheep?
Number one.
Sheep were watching?
Yes. This girl got dry humped by a giant 18-year-old farmer boy. I was 16 at the time, at the foot of a mountain in Kerry, and there were at least 20 sheep in attendance, like watching and waiting.
Oh my God.
How is that possible? Can you imagine?
I would not be able to do it with some sheep watching.
It's
I would
better
be so
than
freaked
what we,
out.
We found out last time about the sheep fucking, so that at least
yeah,
I felt
true.
Better. Here's another one. I dated a dude for a while who was really into getting slapped in the balls, like he loved it.
Wow.
She's a bad girl. Or maybe he's a good guy. I was happy to oblige, but it was strange because it went against all my instincts and my entire sex life up until that point, which had taught me not to smack people in the nuts.
You know, I have been to sex parties where I've seen guys get whipped in the balls.
And how do you feel? Do you like viscerally like cringe?
Visceral cringe.
This number three, he wanted to drink my breast milk. My first boyfriend asked me to make myself produce breast milk so I could feed him. He ordered vitamins and wanted me to order a breast bump. I was 19 and no kids at the time. Glad I noped the fuck out of that. It's fucking
all right.
Weird.
You got
and
one more for us?
I got one last one here. This was a good story. I was handcuffed and he had a seizure.
Oh,
I was in a BDSM relationship with a fellow, and one night I was blindfolded, handcuffed, thighs chained together, like we were going we were full and going at it. He'd recently had brain surgery, very recently. Mid-thrust, he pulled out and said, "Hang on a minute, babe," and proceeded to go into a grand mal seizure.
Oh, my fucking God.
Luckily, this was unusual. My hands happened to be cuffed in front of me, so I was able to get the blindfold off to see why the hell he made that weird noise. Still cuffed and chained, I managed to get him rolled on his side. Thank God we were on the bed and he hadn't rolled off, and I couldn't find the handcuff keys. I managed to get the chains off my legs, and then he noticed I had handcuffs on. I asked him where the cuff keys were, and he looked at me like he had no idea what any of these words meant. Then he noticed I had handcuffs on, and in all sincerity asked me who the hell had done that to me. I said, you did. Bullshit. You're joking. Finally, I found the cuff keys and also his meds, fed him his meds, stayed with him that night. He was up and ready to go to finish things up in about an hour. We still did it.
Oh, my fucking God.
Unreal.
That is an incredible story. Incredible.
What's mom's news for you?
That's mom's news. Wow. I don't know how I would respond if the person, I was cuffed and the person has a seizure. Oh, my God.
Handcuffs are a tricky thing. I told you about a friend of mine who was into BDSM. She got handcuffed in a hotel by her husband, and her husband left her hanging there for hours.
That's not fun. You got to use the cuffs. You got to use the cuffs that you can easily remove.
Well, that defeats the purpose.
I like the easy release.
Is it that time?
Oh yeah, it's the time of the show that makes you want to have a grand mal seizure. It's the time of the show. It's the time of the show that makes you feel like
surrounded by you.
Yes, yes. The bad boys are out. The mean girls start coming in. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place for me. Fun living is the life for me.
Cam's Uppers is a segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
snoozeworthy
or
titillating
or
handcuff worthy.
It's Cam's Uppers. I'm going to make it very short and sweet. I have learned, after trying to prepare and control all of the things in my travels, experience trumps all. Experience trumps the analysis. This is very similar to what I shared last week, but it really came into focus this week. I'm getting much better at traveling because I've done it before now. Right. I know what to look for in an Airbnb. I know what to look for in terms of like trying to get a SIM card, transportation from the airport to the place, in terms of restaurants, when to go out at night. I'm not an expert at this point, but I'm definitely improving. And despite trying to prepare everything in advance, it just comes down to doing it. So I would encourage everyone, if you have something that you've been thinking a lot about and you're trying to prepare as much as you can in advance, sometimes you just got to go fucking do it.
Wow, Cam. That was not boring and dull drum at all. That was, as a matter of fact, I heard a podcast recently, which was the same message. Just go do it. Yeah. Or maybe it was you telling me this, but I heard this before. I think that's wonderful. I think
I don't want to jinx it or anything. I don't want to jinx it.
No, I think you've already had some scary experiences that you can, that you lived through. So
yeah. But
I was actually scared when you said you were going to go. And I'm like, oh my God, every time he goes, it's a disaster. He faints.
Oh my God.
He falls down the stairs. He's bloody.
Well, I've made it a month, mother.
You made it a month and you managed to live through the month. I'm very happy.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I think that's a good message to tell people.
Yeah. For the perfectionists like me, or you think you can think your way out of something or to think your way into perfection, you just got to do it, you know?
And if it doesn't work out, the example was if your plane got delayed and you're going on a trip and you missed your flights or you booked the wrong flights, just have the experience of finding out what's around the airport.
What? Are you trying to usurp Cam's Uppers right now?
No, I'm not trying to usurp
anything. The fuck was that?
I'm corroborating.
What airport are you talking about?
I was listening to a podcast about.
Oh, see, what is this? What is this?
I'm just saying that I agree with you that you can just the experience of being around a not expected plan ends up being something fun. Like we got stuck at a rental car agency once, and there were little monkeys in the trees that had escaped from Katrina.
Oh, wow. All right.
I wouldn't have seen those monkeys had we not had problems at the rental car place.
The silver lining. Mom, we've reached the end of the show. That was Cam's Uppers.
That was a great Cam's Uppers, I got to tell
you. Thank you. I want to thank everyone who's made this show possible. Namely, our Patreon members. The people who support us financially on Patreon with gifts every month. They really make... If you're enjoying the show, I mean, it's a way to keep our lights on because we're bootstrapping it, peeps.
We really are. So Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom is how you do it. And then you can also join us in our monthly Zoom parties.
For as much as one coffee a month. Imagine you could just have coffee with us a month.
It's
paying
coffee
it forward,
time with Cam.
Paying it forward to us. We really appreciate it. Join us at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
And I'm going to sing a little song. And let me tell you what.
I wanted to just ask everyone, there's one more request, which is if you enjoy this podcast, please do us a favor. Share this episode by texting it to a friend. We'd really appreciate it.
We would really appreciate it. You can share it on TikTok and any social media platform that you follow us on.
Send it to your mother.
Send it to your mother or father.
Or your daughter or son.
Or your friend or your crazy ass uncle that likes to fuck sheep.
All right, you want to sing it out, Moot?
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and hearing about Cam's adventuries.
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 Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.